Legends say there once was a world not so unlike our own, but a world where, instead of the mundane, magic thrives. A world where imagination becomes possibility. But you might be asking yourself, what if you wanted to be a part of this world? Well, dear listeners, you're in luck. Come on in to the store for witches and wizards. Episode 2, Bigger Than It Seems.
You could help me clean, Sebastian, instead of just watching and doing, I don't know, nothing at all. Don't you pull the I'm a raven excuse on me. I've seen you use a dustpan. I'll give you candy. There we go. I wonder how Max is doing. I hope they can make it on time.
Hey, Rachel. Hey.
Ask and you shall receive.
Morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Max.
I'm not late, am I? I sort of got stuck in traffic for a bit.
Actually, you're just in time. We don't open until 11 o'clock.
Really? Sweet. More rest for me.
Oh, how I envy you. I don't want to hear it, Sebastian.
Hey, Sebastian. I missed you.
Anyway, Max, since you're here, how about we give you a little tour of the place? Since, well, you'll be working here.
Well, yeah. That'd be great, ma'am.
As funny as that sounds, you don't have to keep cleaning, Sebastian. You can come with us. Just please be on your best behavior. Glad we're on the same page. All right, Max, follow me and I shall show you everything you need to know.
Wait, before we start...
Did you bring a notebook?
Yep. I thought it'd be smart to take a few notes. I feel like I'm going to need these later.
Resourceful and a good listener. You're going to go far, Max.
Oh, thanks.
Right. On with the tour. Here's the front desk. Customers come here to check themselves in, get their order, or ask questions. You'll be stationed here, Max. You will greet the customers and bring them to me if they have any problems.
Greet customers. Got it. That doesn't sound too bad. At least I got a good view of the city from here.
That's not even the best part. We even have our own trusty bell. Sebastian, if you would like to do the honors.
That is a good bell.
I know, right? Sorry about that. It's just a really good bell. Let's continue with the tour, shall we? And be sure to stay close. This place is bigger than it seems.
Got it.
Good. Let's go. Here in this section are the tomes, grimoires, and spellbooks. Basically, anything written related is going to be over here.
Tomes, spellbooks, gotcha.
And in this section are going to be the wands and broomsticks. We have a pretty big collection of them too. Please keep in mind that we organize them by size to make it easier for us.
Wands, broomsticks.
And next to the wand is my own personal brewing stand that I made myself. If anyone wants to make their potions or fancy spells, you can bring them here.
Brewing stand.
And this is the clothing section. Cloaks, robes, magic accessories, You name it, we probably have it.
Cloaks, robes. Hold on. Is that a hat with glowing eyes?
Oh, yeah, that's Timothy. Say hi, Timothy. All right, that's enough. Let's move on.
Right.
In this section is where you'll find the familiars.
Wait, familiars? You have actual familiars here?
Yep. The Academy allowed us to take care of familiars a few years back and help them find a new home.
That's awesome. What kind of familiars do you have?
Let's see. We have cats, rabbits, dragons, lizards, crows, goldfish, just to name a few.
Wow. That's not a few. That's a lot.
Yep. So many familiars, and yet I end up with a raven.
I think you're pretty cool, Sebastian.
Speaking of which, since you're going to be working here, I'm going to let you know that Sebastian sort of has his own way of speaking.
And that would mean?
Let's see. If Sebastian caws once, that means he's saying yes or something positive. But if he caws twice, vice versa.
And what happens if he caws three times?
Three times or more means it's serious. Remember, if he calls three times or more, you need to tell me right away. No matter what. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. Understood.
Great. I think we're near the end. So let's finish up with a tour, shall we?
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Finally, in this section is the gift shop. Candy, snacks, drinks, books, comics, souvenirs, all your basic trinkets, all right here.
Is that everything, ma'am?
Yep, that should be everything. Any questions?
Well, I've got a few of them.
Lay it on me.
All right, first question. How exactly do I navigate through all of this? It's kind of a big store.
Valid question, but don't worry. I'll have Sebastian guide you through the store for your first few weeks, until you get comfortable.
I'll give you candy for a month.
Alright, he's in. Sound good to you?
Yep, sounds good to me. Let's see. Here we go. How many customers come in daily?
Asking the hard questions. I would say about 40 customers on a good day, 10 on a slow day, and 70 if it's a really good day.
Damn.
Damn indeed. Got any other questions?
I do have one personal question, if you don't mind.
Not at all. Go ahead.
What's your field of magic?
Ah. Honestly? I work with a lot of different kinds of magic.
Can you tell me a few?
Well, there's fire magic, water magic, earth magic, stone magic, light magic, shadow magic, dark magic, healing magic, hexes, potion crafting, necromancy, protection seals, sorcery, similar with your fortune telling, blood magic, alchemy, polymorphing, soul magic, and a little bit of levitation.
Wow.
Yep. And those are just the ones off the top of my head.
That is just... Wow. I've never heard of someone knowing so much. You've got to be like the most powerful witch in the world.
Thanks, Max, but I wouldn't say that. I'm pretty sure most of the professors at the Academy are better than me. Hell, I have a few friends that are leagues above me.
Yeah, but still, that's impressive, Miss Love.
Thank you, Max. Honestly, I'm grateful. learning all those fields of magics over the years, it helps me better work with some of my customers and understand their problems and what they're going through.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Also, what's the difference between stone magic and earth magic?
Oh, don't even get me started. I'm not going to go on a tangent. I just think it's dumb that stone and earth are not the same thing. Because they absolutely are. It makes no sense. They are the same thing. It's like saying ice and water are different. You're right. You're right. I need to calm down. Need to calm down.
Sorry I asked.
It's fine. So, any more questions?
I think that covers everything.
Good. And we're right on time. We're going to be opening in about half an hour.
Half hour, huh? Oh boy, my first day on the job. Do you think I'll do good?
Hey, don't worry, Max. When I first opened those doors, I was scared, not going to lie. But I kept a calm head and pushed through. It's all right to be nervous on your first day. You're going to do great. If you need anything, all you need to do is ask. Got it?
Got it. Thank you, ma'am.
Anytime. Hey, you want to help me set up before we open?
Of course.
That was Jennifer Crockett as Rachel and Troy Bowen as Max. This episode for Store for Witches and Wizards was produced by Miles Davis and Alex Lee. Written by Miles Davis, directed and edited by Alex Lee, engineered by Alex Lee, line produced by Sakai Leverett, casted by Scott Meekins, and promoted by Brianna Hewitt. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. If you wish to hear more, visit our social media, A Store for WW, on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. See you next time, and thank you for coming by our humble store.